Hey, how you guys doing? This is Jason Williams from Charm City PT here with another fun podcast. I got a special guest here today. This is Tom from Charm City Integrative Health. It's a really, really cool establishment that helps you kind of just with recovery and all the fun stuff. So, Tom, give us a little more background and about who you are.
So I have my doctorate in acupuncture and Chinese medicine. And that encompasses a lot more than just acupuncture. I mean, we're talking about lifestyle things, exercise, qigong, tai chi, tends to be more lumped into the oriental medicine standpoint.
Okay.
Chinese herbal medicine. And we decided to, after 18 years in the field, to expand and add services that were complementary to that realm that stimulated the body in different ways, but had the same effect of knocking down inflammation, improving circulation, helping with whole body health rather than just, yes, we can work on your knee, but how can we make you function better as a whole
person? Not just the symptoms.
So, we have a laundry list of services that, as long as it makes sense within that realm, we'll continue to add more stuff.
Awesome. So that's great. Yeah, so what kind of stuff do you guys offer?
Our biggest draw and kind of the new hot button topic, which is kind of funny to call it a hot button, and it's whole body cryotherapy.
Yeah.
That's where you stand in a chamber and you're exposed to air that's been cooled with liquid nitrogen. The idea there is it's going to rapidly reduce the temperature on the surface and wring you out like a sponge.
Okay.
And then when you get out, everything wants to warm back up. All those blood vessels are going to open up, pump fresh blood into there.
Yeah.
So in that arena, we also have something called exercise with oxygen therapy. It's Friday afternoon, so I'm stumbling over.
No, it's already. Take your time.
But exercise with oxygen therapy was a way to get more oxygen into the liquid part of your blood.
Oh, that's cool.
So you go through these stages where we're breathing in pure oxygen, and then we have you sprint at high altitude air, and that starves the red blood cells. Now, you can only ever fit so much on the red blood cells, but the fun part is when we deprive that, we can get you, when we swap back to the pure oxygen, your body's going to go, oh my God, I need that. So it's going to pull it back on the red blood cells, but it's also going to pull it into the liquid part of the blood. So a lot of our athletes will say, oh, it's like legal blood doping.
Right.
Because I haven't changed the components, I've just squeezed more oxygen in. So that oxygen then nourishes the tissue, helps fight off inflammation, can help fight off infections.
Right.
And what a lot of people don't know is there's microcapillary systems that the red blood cells can't even fit in. So that those are like the small joints. A lot of people get arthritis and those kind of things, right? So you end up having free oxygen that's not bound to those red blood cells. Well, guess what? That fits right in.
Yeah.
Helps nourish that tissue and helps promote healing in those joints and spaces where red blood cells can't get in so easily. So that one's a super cool one for us. We have our version of a salt cave. People always mention Mork and Mindy because it looks like the Mork and Mindy egg. But basically in that time, you're breathing in about 3 tablespoons of pharmaceutical grade salt. It goes all the way through your lungs and your sinus passages to reduce inflammation there, break up mucus, help you get more oxygen into your body naturally, help fight off certain colds and infections.
Okay.
So, you know, especially in the winter now, this is a big time of year for that. And then we have our red light therapy, which is actually our newest service, but photobiomodulation is what they call it. So red light, you know, the best source is probably going to be the sun, but if you're working in America in modern day life and you don't have a job that has you outside, chances are, especially in the winter, you're going from your car in the dark to your job, you're going inside and you're not getting exposure to the sun. So this stimulates both red and near infrared light, and that'll cause your the cells in your body to actually make more energy, cellular energy, ATP, everyone remembers from bio. The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
The mitochondria is the hot thing now, man.
And mitochondrial health, we're going to see more and more of that in the future. I mean, there's supplements you can take, but the red light is key. And people stand in front of that for 10 to 15 minutes. That reduces inflammation, gets more circulation going. Cells make more energy, your body's happier.
That's cool, I mean, that's awesome that you offer all those, you know, great modalities. And, I actually had a client that came to you, God, I think it was last winter, maybe around this time. And she just wanted to go to the black and white party, and she was sick.
Yeah.
And she did like 3 sessions in the salt.
The salt, yeah.
And it literally cleared her up like in like a week's time. She felt like 10 times better.
It's really impressive. And I have to say, like, I'm – so there's the guy that invented float tanks, and this is a weird aside, John Lilly.
Uh-huh.
He had this law. Don't ever do anything on a subject, because he was studying emotions and behaviors. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was a behavioral scientist.
Okay.
He said, don't ever do anything on somebody you wouldn't do to yourself. Yeah. So everything that we've brought in, I tried before I even said, let's do it.
Yeah.
And the salt was the thing that, like, some of these things are pretty subtle. Yeah. Right? You get out of the machine, you're not any different. Right. It's not like salt's hitting you in the face. Yeah. You're not aware of it. But 45 minutes, an hour later, you're going, oh, maybe I'm breathing a little bit clearer. It's a little mm-hmm. bit deeper. If you're relatively healthy,
yeah.
If you have a cold,
yeah.
you hit this critical mass, and we normally recommend that you do it a few days in a row.
Yes.
And sure enough, you're giving your body a little bit help to help break up the mucus, but also fight that infection. Right. So that salt will dry out bacteria and things like that. Which
that's
is
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, and then, you know, I did acupuncture with you, which was that was an amazing, amazing experience in terms. And I like the way your approach to it, where you kind of looked at like the big picture, mm-hmm. as you were talking about earlier, but also like the future picture. And so in terms of like, so I got it done, I think it was like the fall time. So you're like, you know, winter's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of boost your immune system. So the types of things you were doing, at least with me,
yeah.
you know, we did my belly and things like that. And in my head, like, it was just like really cool, because I mean, I haven't gotten sick.
Yeah.
you know, so I'm all about the preventative medicine. So what's your favorite out of all those?
I mean, I know choosing a child.
I know, right? You know,
I mean, acupuncture will always be, you know, my first love. It's what got me into this crazy thing that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
And it's, for me, I think that's my favorite, because that was the reason to bring in the other services.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also looking at something that, I mean, 4,000 years at least of mentioning.
Yep.
And then we have all this modern research and these new techniques that are developing within that realm. So how can I ever get bored there? How can I ever learn it all and then go, so, I got this, so I'm going to put it down.
True.
So on one hand, it's super humbling to have that history, and then, like, I will never be able to read all the studies that were even published in the last couple of years on it. So not only is there a wealth of information, but, you know, I look at it like you would practice a martial art or yoga, right? There, what's the end goal? To be better than you were the other day.
Right.
And it's something you have to cultivate and keep building. And the people I look up to, you know, like, people go, oh, you've been in the field 18 years. That's a long time. And I'm like, no. My mentor's been in 50.
Yeah, right.
I got a guy that I know of that's been in 70.
Uh-huh.
That's where the magic happens.
That's
you know?
A great way to look at it. I mean, in terms of everything, you know, and even just working out your life, you know, it's like, man, like, you know, 15 years, 20 years, you're like, oh, it's a long time. But man, it's a lifelong thing.
And if you're dedicated to it, that's when you do, you know, you're doing something that's serving other people. You're cultivating yourself. And there's so many rewards within that, that it's not just that it provides me with a career, you know?
No, that's amazing, man. That's awesome. Tell me, have you done the IV treatments?
We're getting ready to roll it out.
Oh, no way.
We'll
get an exclusive.
I'm a junkie on that.
Are you really?
You know, like, I'm one of these people, like, I've taken fistfuls of supplements and things
that.
There's
me
only
too.
Been a few that I've actually felt things with.
Uh-huh.
When I've had IVs and you know, Myers cocktail, and that's a great
story,
because that's a local, that's John Myers from the 70s here at Johns Hopkins.
Yeah.
That hits you like a truck. You leave going, oh my God, I feel amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to be able to provide that. We've got an amazing nurse practitioner.
That's cool.
She's rolling that out. And I know we're at the end of January now, and I'm hoping before the end of February.
Okay, all right, you guys heard it.
Believe me, you'll see photos of me with an IV in my arm on Instagram.
I'm like the first person in there.
Amazing stuff. We can tweak that for immune system function. You know, people. Well, the argument is, well, you get enough nutrients from the food you eat. No one's having, even with the perfect diet, the food we're eating now is not what it was 20 years ago.
No.
And you may be deficient in something.
I was just about to say that.
We're learning so much, even about from a genetic level. Mm-hmm. My body doesn't process this the right way.
Right.
I need a little bit of help.
Yeah.
So to flood your body with water-soluble vitamins,
yeah.
Yes, you're going to have more than you need,
yeah.
But it's better than having not enough.
Enough. Right.
And to have that feeling and add that into your regime, whether it's like once every 3 months, once a month,
right.
Or if you're sick and you need it more often,
mm-hmm.
Hey, we're there for you.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, for us, and it sounds trite to say I'm bucking the system or doing something like that, but I want people to start looking at health as not like I go when I'm sick to my primary.
Right.
So I'm going to do all of these things, this mm-hmm. collective big picture. What do I eat at home? How do I move at home?
Right.
How do I interact with other people? Because that's a social health that we're not talking about, right? And what do I do on the daily to keep myself healthy? Yeah. Even like we're about to relaunch our memberships at the office.
Yeah.
And our goal was to develop these long-term relationships with people
mm-hmm.
where now they're in the driver's seat of their health. And it's not, I'm going to go and sit there, person in a lab coat is going to tell me do this and this and take these and I'll see you in 6 months. But can we have this active dialogue? What are your goals? Where are you trying to be? Where are you now?
Uh-huh.
And don't look at it like, oh, I broke it. Now it's got to get fixed.
No,
but
let's,
how do we do that routine maintenance and how do we do that enhancement? And that's different for everybody,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Your health goals are different uh-huh. than mine. Our backgrounds are different, but we all want to be moving forward.
Yeah,
So hopefully our new membership, and I'm not going to talk too much about that
yet
because we're still working out the details, but if I can get that to the masses, if you will, to really be of service and be there when you need us, but also to kind of like urge you on
mm-hmm.
on the way and like, okay, what's your next goal? Let's get you there, right?
That's cool, yeah. I mean, I definitely think that's the way people have to start looking at their health and like, don't wait.
Just
do it now. You don't know how many times I hear people say, I'm going to come train with you when I get in shape. Why are you going to wait? You know, it's like that's the best time to train is when you're not in shape.
And even then, right, if they come back to you in shape, you're going to push them further.
It's like
your status quo. I'll see you in a month. Go hang out, get out of shape, and then come back again. It's what's the next thing? How far can I go?
Right. That's awesome. So where do you see like the industry going with like, you know, all this recovery?
Oh my God.
You know, the mitochondria, all that.
We're seeing, and good news, bad news, who knows? I'm seeing a lot of fitness people starting to make their, like those lines are all blurring between, is this a workout thing? Is this a medical thing? Is this a spa thing? Is this a medi spa?
Yeah.
And like, you know, there's some certain things where like, you just don't want some dude at the gym to go here, take this.
But
at the same time, we're becoming more mindful that it's not just, oh, I had a McDonald's meal or I had a salad. It's this culminative, everything together. And I think what we're seeing is this real merger of like what is working out and what is our whole plan and what's the medical side of it. And those are starting to dovetail.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, you know, you'll hear, I think, you know, you'll hear words like biohacking and even us, like we chose integrative when we opened because, well, we're beyond wellness now. We're into something else. But more PRP, more stem cells. You're going to see platelet-rich plasma, stem cells coming to the forefront. Certainly when we talk about mitochondrial health, they're talking about NADH, NADH+, and all these various forms of how do we, you know, and I don't even like the term anti-aging because you should age. But can I function optimally? Like, let's not be little old crippled people.
Mm-hmm.
But can I be vibrant until my last breath?
Yes.
And I think that's what is happening. And even in my clinic, like we opened this place in 2016, and that's after me evolving and changing practices. But there's been a shift in even the people that walk in, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's a younger crowd. It's a, well, you know, I work out a lot and I'm eating right and I want to do this
mm-hmm.
because when I'm 60,
yep.
I don't want to be in the shape that I see some of my family members. Yeah. And it's not that, you know, they were working with the information that they had.
No.
The problem is now when you know that, like, that's the end goal, yeah. and I love you guys, but can I sidestep that?
Yes.
Can I walk around that? You know, I'm 43 now, and I'm just starting to figure that out,
wow.
right? It's like,
yeah.
I'm 42. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. You don't even know.
I'm aging myself. but can I... Can I see where my family's gone? And knock on wood, they've all been blessed with some pretty good genes.
Yes.
But can I curve myself around this little issue?
Mm-hmm.
Can I see how my brain is functioning now and how the brains of my older generations mm-hmm. and my family are doing, right? And then can we get more genetic testing? Can I look
yes.
at, like, this gene's off, so, hey, you know that tire you've been carrying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not all your fault.
Well, yeah,
you
yeah.
still got to get off your butt, but
right.
you have these factors that are working against you.
Yes.
And in some cases, you have these factors that are working mm-hmm. for you,
mm-hmm.
right? So to know those, and that's another exciting branch of medicine that I
uh-huh.
think we're going to see more and more of. I'm still a little leery about, like, hey, your embryo has this gene. We're going to switch this one off.
Right. Yeah, that's a little
much. You want blue eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
That's a little much.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There's ethics there and things
yeah.
like that. But at least knowing the hand you're dealt and knowing the full
yes.
capacity of it will change how your individual
yep.
performance, how your individual workout plan, how your individual diet can be, right? So when we talk public health, when
mm-hmm.
we talk about it, here's how we determine what medication to give for this. It's we want the biggest population and we want to see the smallest number of side effects, the smallest
mm-hmm.
number of people getting hurt.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about you and your health journey, right, they'll say N can't equal one in a study and N is the number of subjects.
Right.
But at the end of the day, N always equals one
well,
because all I care about is
you,
me.
Right. That's
you
true.
Know, and if we're talking about my kids, all I care about is how they respond,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And more so than how I respond.
Yeah.
But within that, how can we customize that? And I think that's where healthcare is going. I think that's where
Customs,
fitness
yep.
is going. And we know you behave like this,
mm-hmm.
so we know you need this.
Yes.
And that's super sexy to me. I have an MD functional medicine friend that, like, he'll use that term, this is the sexy thing. Like, medicine is gross. There's nothing sexy in that. There's fluids and
yeah.
blood,
yeah.
substances.
Yeah.
But within that, that's really kind of the attractive thing. That's the draw. How can I make you as an individual better? How can
right.
we... And we're still fine-tuning that, and that's
mm-hmm.
going to keep coming back and keep getting polished. And, oh, now we know this, and now we know that. But even, like, if you do a 23andMe, I keep getting updates. It's like,
oh,
look,
we
found more stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We found this out,
yeah.
you know? It's crazy
yeah.
at the speed at which it's
going. Oh, it's so crazy. And I'm a firm believer in, like, you don't always have to be a product of your heredity. Like,
no.
Like, you used to see my family history and it's crazy, like diabetes, all
yeah,
this stuff,
yeah.
and I'm like the farthest from it, like
yeah, yeah.
because just being healthy, just like
yeah.
watching you're eating enough. They're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect.
Well,
but...
and no one should beat themselves up when they're not
right,
either,
right?
Because
yeah.
that's another issue you get
yeah,
into.
Yeah, it's a whole other issue. But just doing the right things, just being aware,
mm-hmm.
and like taking care of yourself, and being ahead of the game for yourself a little
yeah,
bit,
yeah,
just
yeah.
a little bit. It doesn't have to be a whole lot.
Yeah.
What are some things people can do at home, like some tips and tricks? So if they're feeling a little bit of inflammation, not like taking NSAIDs, but, you know, what
yeah.
can they like do
yeah.
at home?
Yeah, you know, and even the theory behind NSAIDs, I'm not anti,
right?
Right,
right.
And if we look at aspirin,
uh-huh.
I mean,
yeah.
that's been around. My grandfather was a pharmacist, and he said if there was one drug he would take, you know, a deserted island couldn't have anything else, it would be aspirin.
Yeah.
But at the same token, not every damn day.
yeah.
You know, and if you're at that part
yeah.
because you have, you know, you need your blood thin, that's a different story.
Yeah.
White willow bark is where you get aspirin from. It's a little bit more palatable for the stomach.
Okay.
But we're going to do that.
Uh-huh.
But I movement, stretching, if you're
mm-hmm.
going to knock down inflammation, that's huge right
yeah.
there. Helen Levine, and I apologize, she's now the head of NIH's Complementary and Alternative Medicine Research
okay.
Department. She did a ton of great research on acupuncture. And the reason I'm mentioning her is because we're also starting to see fascia. If we move the fascia,
oh, yeah,
if we move
yeah,
that
yeah.
connective tissue,
mm-hmm.
we can really knock down inflammation. Right. We do that through stretching. We do that through massage. We do that through acupuncture, yoga. Yep. You know, all of these practices do that to some degree. And that's something, some of those you can take home. Maybe not the acupuncture. Don't do that at home. Right. But self-massage, stretching, hot baths, cold baths, and playing with this hot and cold thing. Other supplements, turmeric or however you want to say it, starting with a relatively low dose of that, seeing how your body does, and then you can ramp that up. So normally people start at about 250, and I've seen people go up to 2 grams. That's 2,000. Please don't jump in and do that.
Yeah. Because
you will, one of the other things it does is stimulate liver detoxification. Okay. So basically your liver goes, oh, you're ready to get rid of all this? Blah.
Oh,
and then
man.
You feel like crap for 3 days.
Yeah.
I did it to myself once again.
Just to test
experiment
it out.
Well, a buddy of mine said, I take 2,000 grams of it a day, milligrams of it a day. And I went, I'm bigger than he is. And I for 3 days, I'm like, why do I have a headache? And why am I sweaty? Am I coming? Oh. But if you start slow with that, you can slowly add that in. That's a huge anti-inflammatory, and it has a compound called glutathione in it, which is a master antioxidant. That's a huge anti-inflammatory. We sell CBD at our office.
Okay.
Our nurse practitioner that is rolling out the IVs is also doing cannabis certifications. So that's another thing that, you know, make your own decision. You're adults. You can.
Yeah.
But certainly there's strains that are specific for inflammation, specific for pain.
Yeah.
And can really be of value. CBD is non-psychoactive. It's legal in all 50 states.
Uh-huh.
It's something you can get online.
Yep.
We carry some great products. That's hugely anti-inflammatory, and that'll knock down inflammation not only in the muscles and the joints, but in the brain, in the gut.
Yeah.
So depending on where you're suffering, you know, people forget that, like leaky gut or SIBO or these kind of diseases, you know, even the autoimmune disorders that are associated, Crohn's, irritable bowel, all of those are inflammatory too. So anything you can do to reduce that inflammation, you know, people always think workout. Yeah, that's where you're going to see it the most. But some of that workout inflammation is actually good too. You're building good muscle, right? So, you know, the stuff in your brain, the brain fog, that can be due to inflammation, and that can be chronic illness. That can be just, hey, man, something with your diet as well.
Yeah.
So dietary changes are huge.
Are there like pressure points or anything?
Somebody just asked me for acupressure points. I like customizing those for individuals. One size fits all.
No, that's a good idea.
And certainly like big gun ones, everybody talks about large intestine 4, right, for headaches, which certainly can be a manifestation of that. This one's a command point for head and...
So like going your thumb there?
Yeah.
Like...
So in between, if you kind of scrunch your thumb up to the index, you'll have this mound form, and it's, some people say it's right at the corner of that crease that
right
there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there'll be a nice, like, juicy little, like,
pocket.
You'll feel sore.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Woo!
Right? So this is really good for sinus inflammation. It's good for frontal headaches. You can try it for any other kind of, like, migraine, a temporal or apex headache. But, you know, there's other go-to tricks.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything needs to be customized a little bit with you. So to give out, like, here's your prescription for this. We'll happily show you, mark stuff down for you, but it's let's customize that.
If you were doing the cold shower things, then, you know, that's coming.
How
long would you do that for?
So you gotta ease yourself into that, right? I did a minute this morning.
Wow,
and
that's a long time.
It was miserable.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell people, try 15 seconds.
That's first. What I, I'm you like, know? 15 seconds.
And you know, Wim Hof, who is the Iceman, right? He's got a great app out there, and I believe it's free.
Okay.
Or it's a buck or two, and it tells you, like, all right, this week do this, do that.
Oh, easy to,
you know, and I mean, and he's a yogi at heart. You know, he started doing yoga when he was 13. So when he talks about the headstands, I'm like, okay, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But the cold shower, the cold exposure can be relatively short.
Okay.
You know, the studies, if you're doing immersion, like in a tub, it doesn't have to be, you know, dump the ice bags.
Right.
50 degrees will do it. And believe me, 50 degrees is cold.
Oh, that is cold, yeah.
And, you know, our chamber with cryotherapy gets much colder. I mean, we start you at negative 184 Fahrenheit. However, I use this analogy. It's not perfect, but if you're in Baltimore and it's August and it's 98 degrees and you go outside, it is miserable. You walk around the block, you are soaked.
Yeah.
If you're in Arizona and it's 100 degrees in August and you walk around the block outside, you come back, you're still dry. Yeah. The reason you can do cryotherapy at that temperature, no moisture exists in that chamber, which is why we tell people don't load up on oils, don't come after a workout immediately.
Yeah.
Make sure you're, you know, if you're a woman and you're going in your bra and underwear, make sure they're dry.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because that steam that everybody sees coming out of the chamber is actually frozen water vapor. That's why you can stand that temperature. So 50 degree tubs to me are murder, where like the chamber's uncomfortable, but you can do it.
You can do it
at a much colder temperature. So all of those cold exposure therapies all do similar things.
Right.
There is a trick too. If you really can't stand the cold shower, cold bowl of water, dunk your face in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
But I don't know much about it. Like,
it's a crazy thing. We're playing with something called the vagus nerve, which, I mean, you could talk about it for months.
Yeah.
But you're stimulating the vagus nerve, which vagus means wandering.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of travels throughout the whole body and lights up a bunch of different systems.
Oh,
so
cool.
You get that cold exposure on the face and your body goes, oh, look, that's going everywhere.
Oh, wow.
So at 50 degrees to dunk your face for like, take a deep breath and see how cool that is.
Yeah.
You can certainly do that and work your way and kind of dip a toe, if you will, starting into the cold therapy. But start out short with that and build. It is about finding your limits. And that's something that you don't have to do what, like, hey, that dude just jumped in an ice bowl full of tub. Well, he worked up to it too. Yeah. Don't compare yourself to him. Be where you are and try it that way.
Awesome. Man, I could talk about this stuff for
it's
hours.
Fascinating
this
stuff.
This is definitely the longest podcast so far.
I'm sorry.
No, but it's awesome. It's awesome. Like I said, I could talk about this stuff for, God, like hours.
Oh, God, everyone at my office is going to be like, yeah, he doesn't shut up.
We
could have told you
of
that,
of course,
Jason.
This is going to be the longest one, right? So where can people find you? Tell us.
So we're 907 South Lakewood, Charm City Integrative Health,
cool.
charmcityintegrative.com.
Okay.
We're CC Integrative on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You put us in, you'll find
can
us.
Can people just like sign up online?
Yeah. Stuff? So people can get a ton of information on our website and you'll see a big book now button everywhere.
Cool.
We do consultations too if people don't
know
where to go, where to start.
You can book
an appointment with me and
perfect.
We'll kind of hold your hand and walk you through it.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in today. I really appreciate it. I hope all of you guys learned something from this. I definitely did. So I'll definitely be in for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, man, we'll take care of you.
I can't wait, man, to try out some of the red light therapy. Sounds really cool too. I need to get on that.
Our newest service, and you just feel better.
Yeah,
especially
this time of year, right? When it's cold.
Perfect.
Winter
For seasonal acquired depression, it is great.
Yeah,
it really is.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a great Friday. Hopefully, you guys check us out, Charm City PT on Instagram, all that fun stuff. Feel free to reach out to myself if you have any questions. For me or for Tom, I'll direct you to him if you need his info as well, okay? All right, have a great day, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Awesome.